They are looking to put veterans to work. So they're interested in helping veterans transitioning out of the military who have a healthcare background to come into a career track in nursing. And what they're doing is they want to launch these military people into a baccalaureate program in nursing. And so for us, we do something called a post-licensure baccalaureate program in nursing. That is, we take nurses who already have an RN license and give them an academic program, which at the end awards them a baccalaureate degree.
Are there a lot of veterans coming out of the service who have that healthcare background? And how extensive is their background in healthcare from the military? I guess it would vary greatly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And in some branches, they have to have a baccalaureate already in nursing to serve. So there's a wide variety of people coming through. But we were one of 10 programs who were funded this year, and 9 were funded last year. So there's a total of 19 programs at various universities and colleges around the country who are designing programs to help veterans transition into civilian nursing.
Specifically, how will this $1 million be used? Will it be used for scholarships to get these people into Excelsior?
No, it's for program development and academic support. So specifically what we're doing is we're looking to enhance our curriculum and courses so that we're sure that we have experiences that build on the skill sets that military come out with so that they're able to make those direct connections in their courses. And we're also infusing in our courses content on how to care for military and their family. So we're doing a lot of curriculum work. We're also providing a nurse mentor to help support these students as they come through the program, so we ensure academic success. We're also educating our own faculty and staff to promote academic progression for these students. And we're also coordinating with our career center to help people who graduate from this program transition into a career in nursing. So that's how we're using the money.
We used to hear a lot about the nursing shortage. I don't know if we hear that much about it anymore. Does it still exist?
Yes, it does. They're projecting that we will need 500,000 more nurses in the next 8 years. So that's responding to an aging population, an aging nursing workforce who will be leaving the workforce. Even more than a nursing shortage, we have a nurse faculty shortage. So even to educate nurses, we need more nurse educators. So that coupled with the Affordable Care Act, there'll be a high demand for nurses in the future. And that's why this program is looking to nursing programs to help transition veterans into the workforce.
Does this program offer college credit for real life experience? I know some colleges do that.
Yes. And our program does not, because we are not a pre-licensure program. But what we are able to do is many military will take courses at a variety of colleges. And most schools require some kind of residency. We do not. And so we have mechanisms to aggregate these courses so that they can meet our gen ed requirements, our general education requirements. And so that is how we are helpful to military coming into our program.
So many careers have changed over the years. How has nursing changed? Has it gone from strictly medicine to high-tech computer skills as well?
Well, yes, and it's changing again with the Affordable Care Act. The emphasis is on health promotion and wellness. Healthcare is moving into the community. We're looking to manage chronic illness a lot better. Evidence-based practice is throughout all the healthcare fields, and so that is the translation of research into best practices. We're now using data informatics to help drive decision making. And so that's a skill set that all nurses now need.
When we think of nursing, I think most people immediately think of hospitals. Where are nurses being hired today other than hospitals?
They're being hired in community-based clinics, working with vulnerable populations, certainly long-term care. Many nurses are going on to advanced practice so that they work as nurse practitioners or mid-level care providers. There's a huge demand for that. And so there's over 200 careers in nursing. And so going into nursing with a baccalaureate degree situates veterans very well for the job market.
If someone is interested in what you've been talking about and they may want more information, who should they contact, or do you have a website set up?
We have a website, and we have a link to our School of Nursing, and that is a good place to start to get information about our program.